house, been out doing all my errands today, got paid, so got to pay the bills, and buy things like groceries and stuff you got to have for the house.
Pretty much same here. In fact, I may not be out much longer. I just got to get cat food for the cats, and I think I'm pretty much about done. You know, I'm always out of cat food.
Dog food at one of my first stops this morning, so I got the dog food, and then I got the groceries for me after I got my hair cut. So anyway, I'm headed back to the house. Should be home in about 5 or 6 minutes, and going by this big plant over here that they built, and doesn't look like they've actually fully staffed it and operating yet, but big old Keurig Dr. Pepper plant over here, and they're still not up to running yet.
Where was this?
Well, it's Keurig and Dr. Pepper plant combined, and I don't know what they're planning to do over here, but Keurig and Dr. Pepper are owned by the same company anyway, so that's why I guess they're together. But they built a big plant over here near Moore, so off Highway 290. And also, they've got a big operation over here they've got to get going.
I think I know pretty much the area you're talking about. Yeah, Keurig makes those little coffee cups, right? The single-serve coffee cup that goes in the little coffee machine. And Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper, I think, is an acquired taste. I never really cared for it that much. You know, I know people who like it. But, yeah, one company owns them both. I'm trying to think of who that is.
They built one big plant over here for that, so. Looks like I see tomato plants coming up over here on this farm, and they've been out staking them this morning, so they'll stand up in the air. So it looks like they're getting that part done and doing work in the gardening areas over here from this farm where you can get all kinds of fresh food and things like that. And they had strawberries this year, and then they had blackberries, and I think they're probably out of the blackberries already. That's a very short season for this area.
I got to see what these roadside stands near Great Courts, what they have for, you know, fresh off the truck produce. Yeah, Dr. Pepper, and there was another one. I don't know if it was the same outfit or not. I don't know if you remember Mr. Pibb was the other soft drink that had that kind of funny taste. And there's actually a joke about that, too.
The Coca-Cola product.
There's a joke about that among English-speaking Germans. The way the letter B on the package, the way it's kind of open at the bottom, in German, that's kind of a soft S sound. So it's, call it her piss, is what they would call it. That's the German-English speakers would be in on that.
Probably what it tasted like. I never liked it. I tried it once and never had it again. All right, well, I'm pulling in the yard, and I got to get stuff out and get it in the house because I got stuff that's got to go in the fridge and in the freezer both. So catch you later, Glenn. Have a good one. KD2BNJ, W2T73s.
KD2BNG, talk to you later, Rusty. Maybe we'll hear you on the net. 73s, you have a good one, then.